Na'asem Mishara Tavaret Kechavim. It's as if he did his share with Hashem of Avodah Zarah. Vashem says, V'hod amin liyah b'shchitum l'nifsel, mokul l'rashesu b'shegeg. That we brought a proof before that b'shegeg, you don't become possible, sh'rashesu v'lein asoni b'shegeg. But if the claim does it b'meithid and echnami, then the ma'isah becomes possible. Omer Rav Nachman, minor minula, we have my proof to say no that the kain is still kosher, even though the reshchita b'nezid still is not called the shiras, he's still kosher. Minor minula, the tiny one like this, kain she'over avos kechavim, a kain that worshipped avodah zarah, v'shev and then he does tshuva, so korban reich nechayich. It says if it brings a korban, it's a kosher korban. So b'mayim, what are we talking about? B'layma b'shegeg, the kain first did the tet b'shegeg. If so, my v'shev, what does v'shev mean? Shav yomidu, like what do you mean he did tshuva now? Like was ever really a chet? If he only did a b'shegeg, so like as soon as he finds out about it, it's an automatic shave. That's called shav yomidu. Like automatically the chur is doing a tshuva. So what's the chiddush of shav over here? Then the pshita b'mezit. Chur is talking about the claim, did the avodah zarah b'mezit? And so it says if it does tshuva, it's okay. Now viv is rikam. If the kain did the avodah zarah b'zrika, he shaved my heavy. Why do I care if he does tshuva? Hayavod leshiras. Now it's possible before Yom Yecheskel that the canon that in our Mishnah says a kain that worships avodah zarah is not fit to be a kain in the Beis Hamikdash. So if he did a shiras as a rika for avodah zarah, shita is possible. El alav b'shchita. Pastor Talmud here, we did a b'shchita. Brayso, we did a b'shchita. So clearly, even though we did a shchita b'mezid, since it's not called a shiras, when he does tshuva later, he's fit to be a korban, to be a kain, even the Beis Hamikdash. That's the writer of Nachman. We have Sheshes, and Sheshes says no. Sheshes says Amalach, Liyelom b'shegeg. Tell me here, he did the Avodah, he worshipped the Avodah Zarah b'shegeg. The question, what do you mean b'shegeg? It's an automatic tshuva. Rochi kama, in shev me ikroi, tichi yovet b'shegeg, ovet kabonoi, reich lecher, let me say. From Shav Mikra means to say that if at the beginning he only did the chet b'shegeg, so then when he brings his korban it's good. The imlav meaning to say at the beginning he was not born b'shegeg, but at the beginning he was done b'mezid, even though it's only a shechita done b'mezid Hashem avodah zarah, then the locker is ein korban reich lechayach. No, but since this kohen worshipped avodah zarah b'mezid, even though it's not a shiras, still it becomes possible. He cannot do an avodah in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. Skis, that's the machlokes of Nachman and Rashashis. Ein kabon erech nechayich. Now, what's going to be hishtach ever avodah zarah? Let's say a kohen bowed down to avodah zarah. Not that he brought a korban, but just that he was hishtach ever, he bowed down to avodah zarah. So if Nachman noma kabon erech nechayich, if this kohen does tshuva later, he could bring a korban, he's still fit to be a kohen. No, his kohen is not fit anymore. Since he was mishtachav el avodah zarah, his korban is not called reich nechayich. What's going to be hoidel avodah zarah? Let's say this kohen was moida. Like he did an avodah, he was moida for avodah zarah in his thought. Rashi says, Omar lo eliyata. Guy says, you're my God. His kohen first was makabel the avodah zarah to be his God. So says, over the avodah zarah. Yeah. So again, Rav Nachman Noma Karbonoi Reich Nechayich. If the kohen does tshuva, so his korban he brings later is still kosher. For Sheshes Samer again now, and Karbonoi Reich Nechayich. It's good to say machlokes. If a kohen does any chet of avodah zarah b'mezid, according to Sheshes, he's not fit to be a korban in the base, bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. So this is a tzricha. We need all these three machlokes in between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. The Yashmin and Hach Kamaisa would have just heard the first case. Rashi says, Shogag Bisriko, Pihi Kramer Rashesis, Mishum Diyavad Le Shiras. They'll be over there. Rashesis says he's possible, of course he did Shiras. Even though it's done B'Shegeg, but the Maisa, the Kayan, did it Ashiras, he made his Rik Lashem of Adizera, therefore he's possible. Avo Shchita, Dloyavad Le Shiras, and a Mordle of Nachman. But if the Kayan only made a Shchita Lashem of Adizera, since the shchita is not called an ashirus, maybe even b'mezid doesn't become possible. K'mashmon, yes. If the kohen makes the shchita b'mezid l'shem avodah zarah, it becomes possible to do the avodah. Now, the yashmin and shchita would have just heard the machlokes Vayeshchito mishum diyoved lo avoida. Because I call upon him, this Kohen didn't avoid, he worshipped. It wasn't a shivus, it wasn't like an avoidus hakabonis that you need a Kohen without kufurim, but it was called an avoida. I call upon him, he didn't avoida. Therefore, he's possible to do avoid in the base of Middish. But if the Kohen just bowed down to the avoida zero, lo yoved lo avoida, he didn't do any avoida. Aim aloy, maybe then he calls for shesh, he's going to become possible. Tricha, that's a chidish mel still. Since I call upon him, he was mishtachav, he bowed down to the avoida zero, still it becomes possible. Now, the yeshmin in mishtachav, mishum, the yoved lo maisa. I call upon him, he bowed down, he did something. It's a davar choshev, therefore it becomes possible to do avoid in the base of Middish. Avol hoido, from the case where the Kohen just accepted upon himself a god, or the dibur biyamot, only with dibur biyamot, so maybe then he would not become possibly just true related to do the avoid in the base of Middish. Sukha, that's the Kiddush, yes, this Kohen is still possible. Kohen for Hashashash, whenever he did a chet of avoid the Zohar of the Mezid, that's the loch, he's possible to do avoid this. He's possible to do a bring a korban in the base of Middish. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yentzach lemadav v'racha." Not only if a Kohen worshipped the base chumel, but even a Kohen of a pshit, if he worshipped the avoda zarah, he can't do avoda in the base of midrash anymore. So much like this. Need to come, since the Mishnah says like a chiddush, like "V'yentzach lemadav v'racha," you don't have to tell me to worship the avoda zarah. So mechal to prove that our Mishnah holds the base chumel lama avoda zarahenu, that a Kohen that worshipped in this base chumel, that bias was not made the shem avoda zarah. That's the Kiddush. If you worship in Beis Chunov, still you're possible to do the avoid in the Beis Midrash. And the ain't enough to tell me for sure if you worship the Avodah Zarah. You see, Beis Chunov is not called Avodah Zarah. The most really, Tanya, we learned, command the Yom Beis Chunov, lava Avodah Chavimu. There's also another Tana that holds like that, that this Beis Chunov was not done with Shem Avodah Zarah. The Tanya learned like this. What happened was, Oysa Shor Shemes Shimon HaTzadik, the time when Shimon HaTzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol, when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifta, when died, is Oma Lehen Shonizu Humeis, that he said over, we know this year he's going to die, we know Shimon HaTzadik is going to die this year. Omri Loi Minayin, they asked him, how do you know this? How do you know he's going to die this year? Rashi says, Oma Lehen means, how do you know? Atidei Omlem, they said that like this, that some Shimon HaTzadik said upon himself, Omulem, he said, this year I'm going to die. He asked him, how do you know? Is Omulem, kol Yom Kippurim nizdamimli zokin echad. Every Yom Kippur, Shimon HaTzadik said, when he used to go into Lefnai and Lefnim on Yom Kippur, it was nizdamimli zokin echad. He used to see an older person there, Samuel Eliyahu another used to see there. Lovish Levonim, he was wearing white clothing. The Nisat of Levonim was wrapped around with white things. The Nichnazim, he used to come in with me to the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Yotzni would come out with me also. So that's how Baisus he knew he would live out that whole year. But Shonizu, Shimon HaTzadik said, this year, Nizdamali Zaknechem, when I went in, I met an older person, a Zakin, Lava Shchem, this year he was wearing black. The Nisanta Shchem is wrapped around with black. When Nichnas Imi went in with me, the Yotzni, he didn't come out with me. So that's how Shimon HaTzadik knew that was the son that's going to die this year. That's what happened. Liachla Regel, after the Regel, Chola, he got sick. As after your sukkis, he got sick, Shiva 7 days, Umeis, and then Shimon HaTzadik died. V'nimnu ochi v'akhanim melevorach b'shem, and the rest of the Kohanim after that stopped saying a bracha with Beisat Hashem HaMeferish. They didn't want to use anymore the Shem HaMeferish. Stop using Hashem's name. V'nimnu ochi v'akhanim melevorach b'shem. Now b'shas p'tirosti, when Shimon HaTzadik was niftar, at that time, Omulem, he said to him, Mishnah, Chunyav b'ni yishamash tachti, that my son Chunyav, he should be the Kohen Gadol after me. So that one was, Nizkanu boy Shimi Achav. There was another brother there, another son he had, Shimi. Shaya Gadol mimenu shtei shanu matza. He was 2.5 years older than Chunyav. And he became jealous when he heard that his father said that the younger brother Chuni should be the Kohen Gadol. Is Omulem. So Shimi said to his younger brother Chuni, like, come and I'll teach you the Seder Avodah, like he wanted to mix them up with Stama. So what did Shimi do? Is he'll be shy, be unkugly. He dressed up his brother Chuni with unkugly, with a robe, Rashi says, made out of skin, for chogre bitzutzum, and he puts tam like a girdle around him. And him midweitz mizbech, he put now chuni wearing these clothing near the mizbech. And normally him liyosha bakanim. So Shimi said to the other kanim over there, Mazer, just look at the Shimi. Shloyor, Adlo. He was so jealous, even though he was never the Kohen Gadol yet. His kach hayor, Adlo, hakas kam v'kamo. For sure, somebody was put down the Gedula. And then it was taken away from him, how much more jealousy would do to him. Didn't Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So, of course, Rabbi Meir, Chunyav, build his bias, Hashem, avoid his error. Omer, Rabbi Yudhid, he just said, no, le kach hayor, maizer. That was not the story, that's not what happened. Ela rather, le kibbul olav chunyav. The mice was when Shimon HaTzadik died, Chunyav, the younger brother, did not accept upon himself to be the Kohen Gadol. Why? So Yishim Yochav God Memenu, Shtei Shonim Maskot. He had an older brother, 2.5 years older. Therefore, let his older brother become the Kohen Gadol. But the Yachav became even so, Neskana by Chunyav Yishimi. Still, Chunyav was a little bit jealous upon Chunyav. Still, how come he became the Kohen Gadol? Still bothered him. So, Omaloi. So, and according to this, Chunyav said to Shimi, Bov Alam Decha Seidu Avoid, let me teach you to say the Seidu Avoid. So as she says, Bov Alam Decha means Chunyav, Hayechokha Mishimi. Chunyav was smarter than Shimi. So what did Chunyav do? So Bishab Yunkli, he dressed up his brother Shimi with his gown, the Chogra B'tzotzil, and he put on his girdle around him, the midway from his bech. So now, Chunyav said to his other brothers, what type of a neder my brother made, the kindly our voices and came to his wife. That he said like this, that day, she yishtamish bekuna gedolah, when I have become a Kohen Gadol, elbas yunkli shalachi, I'll put on like your gown, for yeshka b'tzitza shalachi, and I'll put on your girdle. So again, bikshu ochav akanam lehogay. So the kanam wanted to kill Shimi. What's going on here? You want to be the Kohen Gadol. How could you do this? So according to this, the Maisa was Sach Lehem Kol Amuria. So Shimi said, listen, it's not my fault. All this my brother Chuni told me. So now Dikshim Horgah Chunov, the brothers, now wanted to kill Chunov. So Rosh Lefnein, he ran in front of him. Rosh Acher, he ran after him. Rosh Lebeitamev, he ran to the king's house. Rosh Acher, still he ran after him. So Kol Aroyos, whoever saw him in there, Zehu Zeh. He said, this is him, this is him. They catch him. So Olach we have Samdush from Mitzrayim, so Chunyav went to Samdush from Mitzrayim, Ovonish from Mizbeach, Zemel of Hashem Shemayim. If Yehuda says no, he did it, Hashem Shemayim. Shnei Mer Potzes and Shayol, Voye B'yamu Yeh Mizbeach Hashla Hashem, B'terech Eretz Mitzrayim, O Matzei B'etz Agvur Lashem, O Bidon Lashem, Mashmu was built Hashem Shemayim. O Gosh Hashem Lachom, B'dov Lachom heard this Maisa, Koran Trist, how Shimi, how Chunyav acted back to Shimi, his Omri said, Mazah Sheboruch Imenu, Mazah Chivat Chunuf, first went away from the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol. He gave it over to his brother Shimi. Still, he became jealous about it. So, Mavakish, Leivudla, somebody's Mavakish, who wants to come to him, and it doesn't come to him, Arachat Kama Vakama. How much for sure jealousy, how bad, jealous, how bad, Kima, what it would do. Moses says now, Tani will learn, Omri Bishur Ben Pocha. The Tchil at the beginning, Koloimel, Olali, Olala, shall exactly what the Yus say, what the Gemara means here, Rashi Sekhem Shatis, at the beginning of Shulba Korcha, did not want to be a Rabbonus. He hated the Rabbonus. He said, whoever told me to become great, to be good, to be like Rabbonus, and he koiftoi, I would tie him up, the Noisless Mary, and put him in front of a lion. But after me, therefore, he became the Rabbonus, after he became the Nosri, and he saw how good it is, and then he said like this, the Yachshav, he said though, Ato Koloim and Mimur, whoever tells me to go down not to be the Nasi, the men on Imat, Lol of Kukum and Shachamim, I'll pour over him hot water. Just to say, now he realizes the Cheshivas of it. Sharei Shol, Borach Mimeno, that first Shol ran away, he didn't want to become a Melech. But Okisholo, once he became the Melech, then Bikish Lavagas David, you see what he's afraid, somebody else will take over the Malchus, he wanted to go to kill David. Omalimak Shishabray, Rav Chizul Abayo,
Rabbi Meir, Chai Krot Rabbi Yehuda Ma Yovid Lei. Rabbi Meir, it says, Beis Chonif was done L'Shem Avodah Zarah. I, Rabbi Yehuda, as a prophet, it says that Matzeid was done L'Hashem, Mashman Mitzvah was done L'Hashem in Mitzrayim. So why do we do a prophet? How's it made with the prophet? Tomorrow it says, look at times like we learned, L'Yachah Ma'apolosah Shal Shem Chayrif. After Sancheirif's downfall, Yotze Chitzkiyol, Omotze B'nei Melochim, he found B'nei Melochim, Yoshman B'Krona Shal Zohov, that they were sitting in Krona Shal Zohov, they were sitting in chariots of gold. His Hadirans, he made a nebit to them, he told them, Shle Elab Rabbeinu Chichov, Neshnat Yod Rabbi Dezer anymore. Shnem the Pesach says, Nishayol, Dayom Hu Yia, Chomesh Orim B'Yeret Mitzrayim. In that way there should be five cities in Eretz Mitzrayim, that Nidabros Tzvat Kanan, that should be speaking the language of Canaan.